All right, welcome to another episode, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Daniel, and I am recording this podcast episode to talk to you about mindset, business, and lifestyle. If you're new to the podcast, I recommend you go and check out the other episodes. I tend to record these episodes outdoors, actually. I am based in Greece, and I live in a beautiful location, and I tend to just go out with a handy recorder and record most of my episodes outdoors. By the beach, a beautiful location. But today is not one of those days. Today I am indoors. I am recording by my desk, and I don't have the wonderful view that I usually have. I invite you to follow me on Instagram so you can see pictures and videos of me recording the podcast episodes that I do outdoors. Now, when I record them indoors, they're not very exciting because it's just me talking to a microphone, staring at my screen as I'm recording this episode. But nevertheless, I'm here to talk to you about mindset and personal development and how can this transform your view of your reality, your world, and how you can build a business online. And why I talk about mindset and personal development so much in order to get to online business. This is what we're going to be talking about. How can you cultivate a growth mindset? How can you invest in yourself and embark in a personal development program for you in order to achieve your goals and dreams when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to building a business online? I started my journey as a stay-at-home dad, trying to look for ways of making money online. And at the time, I had terrible bad habits. I had a smoking habit, which was something that I never really considered to become a smoker, right? Smoking is smoking, isn't it? But smoking cigarettes and smoking is just, it's so 90s or it's so 80s. It's such an old-fashioned thing. It's such a outdated habit, right? So I don't remember when was the last time somebody decided to become a smoker. Like I said, like, I'm going to commit to become a smoker. You know, it just happens, right? You just start smoking, and then next thing you know, you're a full-blown addict, if you will. So when I became a stay-at-home dad, and when I became a parent, first of all, I was very conscious of this. Like, well, I'm going to have a baby, you know. Maybe I should quit that habit of smoking. I mean, what am I going to be doing? Like smoking cigarettes and then going to my baby's, you know, to my newborn baby, you know, just smelling like crap. It's a little bit, you know, bad. I felt a little bit guilty. I felt very, very guilty about that. So when I became a stay-at-home dad after relocating from the UK here to Greece, I had that terrible habit. I couldn't quit. When my first daughter was born, I didn't have it in me to quit smoking cigarettes, and that was one of the terrible habits that I had, and I knew I had to stop for health reasons, but as well I wanted to just look for a way out, and I think that when I became a parent I failed terribly, you know. I mean, if I'm not going to quit when my daughter is born, I mean, what else is it going to take for me to change that habit? So I'm very unsuccessful with that. We relocated from the UK here to Greece and, you know, to start a new life. And, you know, I was still smoking. And it was really consuming me because I knew I could give up. I wanted to stop, but I just didn't have the guts to do it. I do this as a mental exercise, by the way, as a willpower kind of challenge for me. I said, like, there's no way I'm slave to this, you know? I mean, come on. So that was a terrible habit that I had, and I knew I had to stop. Another habit that I had as well in the beginning of my online business world was smoking weed. So not only I'm smoking cigarettes, but as well I'm smoking weed, okay? So this was another habit that I had for years, and, you know, I was a daily weed smoker. And believe it or not, I was just, you know, even when I was a stay-at-home dad and I was flat broke, I still managed to get weed somehow. You know, that's the power of the will. Not only the will to wanting to give up something, but as well the will to carry on. So I don't know how I managed to do that, but I managed to just get hold of weed on a regular basis and always have some, even in my lowest, at my lowest in my life, like being a stay-at-home dad in a foreign country without an income, I still managed to have some money to buy some tobacco and some weed. And, you know, I mean, I am a very addictive person. I have a very addicted personality, and I was very committed. I'm very disciplined and very committed. So I was using this commitment and this discipline in the wrong ways, meaning that I will do anything when it came to try to find ways to get hold of weed. I had somebody that I knew here in Greece. You know, even though I was a foreigner here in Greece, I managed to get somebody, which, you know, he was a friend. So to get weed, it's not like you have to go in the streets and do some weird stuff or anything like that. You know, it's a spliff, really. It's a weed. It's just a little bit of weed. So I knew somebody, and I had a friend. I had some connection, and I could just get hold of some weed. And the same with cigarettes and tobaccos. You know, I mean, it was hard to even get money for that, but I felt really, really low. I felt ashamed of myself at the time because I don't have an income. My wife is the main breadwinner, and I'm struggling morally with all of this, and I just need some escapism, right? And for me, having cigarettes and weed, it was my way of escapism. So when I went down that rabbit hole of, you know, like what am I doing with my life, right? What's going on here? How can I get out of this hole, right? I'm obviously not doing hardcore drugs. I've never done hardcore drugs ever. But I found myself in a situation where I knew I could do better than that, you know? And I was looking for ways to work online as I was a stay-at-home dad, okay? But things got very interesting when my daughter, my firstborn daughter, she started to go to kindergarten. And at the time, that was when things got really tricky for me because now I have all this free time. Okay, now I have all this free time to be alone at home while my wife is at work and my daughter is in kindergarten. And now I have all this free time by myself. And obviously, guess what I was doing? I was having spliffs, right? Early in the morning. As soon as my daughter will go to school, to kindergarten, I will just be at home having a spliff. I mean, this did not last very long, by the way, because at the time I was already... I have reached rock bottom, okay? Because I was taking care of my daughter before she was going to kindergarten, and I was very busy. I mean, she was young and was very busy, so I did not have time to have spliffs. You know, I will have a spliff later on at night, at the end of the day, but even that was damaging my mindset, okay? I don't want you to think that I'm taking care of my daughter and I'm having spliffs like I'm Bob Marley throughout the day. It was not like that. Okay, but when I was not smoking spliffs throughout the day, I was actually having cigarettes, you know, throughout the day because I was taking care of my daughter, you know, and we will have to, you know, go for a walk, go to the playground, you know, do stuff in the house. Like I will have to feed her, I will have to cook myself as well lunch, you know, just be the caretaker of my daughter. So there was no way I could just be stoned all the time. However, I was smoking at night, especially when my wife will come back from her job, from her 9-to-5, and you know, I would just numb myself because it was just too much for me. You know, I've been locked in the house all day with my daughter, trying to take care of her, trying to, you know, do normal things, and you know, throughout the day I was present with her, but at the same time I wanted some escapism. I didn't not have the normal things that people have when they become parents for the first time, right? Like you take your paternity leave and then you go back to work and you have friends and you have a social environment where you can actually escape. I did not have that at all. I was just by myself with my own demons, if you will. So I knew that something needed to change. But when she was old enough to go to kindergarten, I felt this terror because I had all this free time now. I did not have to take care of her, you know, in the mornings and give her lunch and spend some time with her in the afternoon, and which felt a little bit weird. I mean, I still remember the first day when we drop her to the kindergarten. It was an emotional day for us as parents because, you know, it's the first day that she's going to, you know, to be with other kids, and she has classmates and the teacher and all of this. And, you know, she will spend a lot of hours there, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning all the way to 3:30 in the afternoon. And that first day, I remember taking her with my wife to the kindergarten, and it was very emotional. And my wife goes to work, and I go back home. I felt this weird feeling I never felt before. I felt this emptiness, like I'm going back home. I have all this free time. And, you know, it felt so weird because I was so used to just being with my daughter, like, you know, like just going around. Like we lived in a small town at the time. And I had my in-laws around at the time in that town. So we will go and visit, you know, we'll go to the playground. Just do what parents do when you have a little toddler, really. But now, all of a sudden, I have all this free time. And I'm by myself with my own demons. And I'm going back home. And I felt this emptiness, like, you know, as a parent. Like, oh my God, like my daughter's growing up slowly. She's now going to school. Now this is a new routine. But I don't have work. I don't have anything to distract myself from this. And obviously, I have no purpose. And I have no income, which made it everything 10 times worse. So I go home. And I remember this clearly, like it was yesterday. And, you know, it's like, there's no way I'm not going to have a spliff, right? I'm going to make a second cup of coffee, and I'm going to have a spliff, and then I'm going to pretend that I'm going to be looking for work online. Because I wanted to do something online, but I just didn't know how to do this, because I have no idea. I've never done this before. So I'm in an empty flat, right? I'm in my house. Nobody around, nobody's watching, and I think I can carry on doing what I was doing. And I knew it was wrong. I knew that there was no way I was going to be able to do it like that, you know, like having a spliff at 8 o'clock in the morning and then pretend to go online to see how can I earn money with my skills and my talents. And then if I'm not having a spliff, I'm chain smoking tobacco, right? You know, I was not smoking cigarettes, I was smoking tobacco. So it was the whole ritual of getting the rolling papers, you know, the filter, the tobacco. And here in Greece, here in Europe, anyways, we tend to mix the weed with tobacco, all right? If you're in America, if you listen to this in America, you smoke weed pure. You don't mix it. I'm a pro in this, by the way, as you can see, because when I was smoking in America and in South America, because I lived in Venezuela, for those of you who are new to the podcast, you smoke it as well without mixing it. It's just pure weed. That's it. But when I travel here to Europe and I moved to Europe, first to the UK and now here in Greece, I realized that here in Europe, you guys mix it, you know, we mixed it with tobacco. Okay. And it's a lethal combination, really, because you're not just smoking a spliff. Well, I mean, it's called a spliff, but what you're smoking is, you know, tobacco with weed. So it's like half-half. And that's just the way it is. So when I was not smoking weed, I was smoking and chain smoking tobacco. So I was just, you know, my head was just full of smoke all the time. And you know, by the time my daughter will come back from kindergarten, because she will come with a school bus, if you will, I will be exhausted, man, you know. And in a way, I was so happy to see her because I finally can just stop this madness of chain smoking cigarettes after cigarettes because I will take that opportunity to just, you know, like, oh, finally, I'm free. Like, I have all this free time to chill out or whatever. As a parent, you just felt like, okay, well, what am I doing, you know? And it was a terrible season in my life. That lasted very, very short. I mean, I'm talking about probably a month or so with that lifestyle like that. I was deeply, deeply into a dark hole mentally. Not depressed. I'm not going to use the word depressed, but I was just desperate for change. And at the time, I was looking for ways to earn money online, like I was mentioning, and I got into personal development. I discovered books like Think and Grow Rich, The Science of Getting Rich. I was looking for ways to make money, and I wanted to get all of the get my hands on all of the books. I was doing music at the time as well. I started to busk, okay, I play the guitar, so I was desperate to do something to break this habit, this routine. And I decided to go to Athens on a bus. At the time, I lived like half an hour away from Athens, okay, the capital of Greece. And I would go down to the Acropolis and the surrounding areas of the Acropolis. And I would just grab my guitar early in the morning and just try to play the guitar. Right? I was trying to do anything to escape this vice. Okay, and just be busy. And I was playing the guitar, and I will go because I had this free time. So I will jump on a coach, on a bus with my acoustic guitar, and I will go down to the Acropolis and I will play for a couple of hours, right? I will spend my morning there. I say like, well, you know, make some pocket change. I know I cannot earn a living like this, but I just want to snap out of this negativity. That didn't last long, but at least I was not at home with my own demons smoking a spliff, right? I was outdoors. I will see people, you know, going about their day, going to work, and I will just be there playing music. You know, there's a part in the Acropolis where there's a lot of people playing, okay, a busking, and people selling products. You know, you kind of like hippies with bracelets and stuff and paintings and art. In Spanish, we call this artesanos and artesanía. Right, I'm trying to look for the word in English, and I can't find it. But that didn't last long. But it was a good period. I finally started to do something positive for myself. Right, I was not working out, I was not doing any exercise or anything. But I would just go down to Athens and play my guitar and get some pocket money. I was not really doing it for the money because you can't really earn anything anyways. But I was just doing it for the spiritual connection with something greater, I guess. Like playing in public, I was just pushing myself. I've never done that before. I've never played in public before like that, in the streets, I mean. I mean, I played in bands and I've done gigs and concerts, but I've never just grabbed my guitar and and gone to play in the streets. So this was something really, really new for me. And it was an attempt to just get clean completely. Finally, I got into personal development, like I was mentioning, reading books. I came across Bob Proctor. At the same time, I was working with a singer-songwriter. And if you're new to the podcast, I do music. So as you've heard now, I play the guitar, but I compose music for TV and film, right? And for commercials and all of this and documentaries. But at the time, I was not doing that. At the time, I was looking for ways to earn money somehow. And because I know about music production and audio, I was working with a friend who's a singer-songwriter, and she will come to my house and she will record her songs and I will produce them. You know, I have a small studio. And you know, I have a microphone and I know how to make music. And she will pay me a little bit. It was not something that I can scale. It was not enough money, but it was something. So I was doing something for myself. And I felt excited about that. Now, this girl, she became a friend. And she was a friend of a friend, by the way. And I just managed to meet these people by pure chance. But she told me, like, as I am telling her, like, you know, Elena was her name. Or is her name Elena? I'm not in touch with her anymore, for circumstances of life. You know, we just went our separate ways. But I was telling her, like, Elena, you know, I'm in this place now. I'm trying to get things better, you know, and I'm going to Athens every morning now to play the guitar. You know, just to get my head's where it needs to be. I want to work on my mindset and, you know. I'm trying to get things better, right? I did not say to her that I smoke spliffs, that I smoke weed, because here in Greece, it's kind of like a taboo. Here in Greece, if you say that you smoke weed, it's like you're a full-blown drug addict, right? It doesn't matter if it's weed or cocaine or any heavy drug. They put it all under the same category. Yeah, it's kind of the same in South America, in Venezuela, by the way. But, you know, I was just saying, like, you know, I'm trying to do things better for myself. I'm trying to get my stuff. You know, I want to move on with my life. And, you know, she was quite aware that I did not have a job. And, you know, I was new in the country, right? We just arrived from the UK here in Greece. And I'm a foreigner, you know, so I'm having troubles trying to fit in. I don't have a job. There's, you know, the Greek crisis was just getting started. You know, they were having conversations about Brexit, you know, around that time. So everything was together, right? It was a really dark period in my life. And Elena told me, like, Daniel, you have this energy about you. You seem very positive. You're doing the right thing. The fact that you're going down to Athens to play the guitar, which is something that is completely out of your comfort zone, you know, you're doing the right thing. And, you know, maybe you should check. You know, you're attracting certain things into your life right now. You know, we're working together. But she said to me, maybe you should check this book, okay, which is called The Secret. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I had no idea. I didn't pay attention. I'm like, well, you know, whatever. But she was very, you know, I don't know how to say this, but she said it in such a casual way. I did not pay attention. At the time, I don't know what the law of attraction is. I do not know what the secret is. I have no idea what this is all about. Okay. And listen, I don't want to turn this podcast into some woo-hoo-hoo type of moment here, but you know, just bear with me here. So, because I'm going to get to the point of it all. She mentions about the book, The Secret. And at the time, the book has already been out for years. And I had no idea what it was. I had no idea what the law of attraction was or anything. However, I have always been, in one way, shape, or form, really attracted to self-help. Okay? But not seriously. What I mean by that is that I have always tried to look for ways, for signs. You know, I believe in energy. You know, I'm an artist, right? Like, I play the guitar, I make music. So I believe in chemistry between two people or chemistry between people and being in the right place, you know, feeling, intuition, all of this stuff. So I ignored what she said about the book. I did not go immediately and go and buy the book or look for the book. I did not do anything like that at all. I carry on with my life, and I've been having troubles, obviously. I have my ups and downs. And one day, mid-morning, you know, very frustrated because I can't find something to do. How can I earn money online? You know, either with my music or with anything. I'm scrolling on the laptop to just watch a documentary or to watch a film. I mean, I have to confess, I spent a few mornings watching movies. Okay, like 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the mornings, and my wife is working, my daughter is in kindergarten, and it's like a Wednesday morning, just like today, okay? I'm recording this on a Wednesday morning, and I was like watching a film, right? I would close all the windows in the flat, and I would just sit down, and actually not even sit down, I would lay down, and I would watch a film, like it's nighttime. Like, I guess you can call it depression, man, right? And having a spliff, right? Like have a spliff, a cup of coffee, and just lay down and watch a film. 9 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. Can you believe that? That's depressing, man. So I will do that on and off. I will go through my ups and downs, and I will just try to find ways to escape my reality. And as I'm scrolling one morning to find a film or to find something to watch, just to distract myself, I came across this documentary, this film, which is called The Secret. And I'm like, that's weird. I think that's the book that Elena mentioned that I should read, but it happens to be a documentary. I didn't know that it was a documentary. Is it a film? She said that it was a book. So anyways, I go down that rabbit hole of investigating a little bit more about The Secret. I Google it. I said, like, The Secret, isn't it a book? But why is this just a movie? What's going on here? So I felt a little bit intrigued about it. So I start to watch that documentary, that film, The Secret. I did not read the book, but I watched that movie because it was right there in front of my eyes. And I found that it was, what a coincidence that it's there. As I'm trying to look for escapism, and I might as well just watch it. So I watched it that morning, and something resonated with me. The people that were in the documentary, like Bob Proctor and Les Brown and all of these other people, you know, they're in the self-development, you know, success mindset space. I've never heard of them, ever. And I'm like, okay, where is this coming from? This seems to resonate with me, talking about the law of attraction and energy and all of this. This is exactly what I need to hear. So I watched the documentary, The Secret, and there was something that really touched a vein in me. It found me at the right time. I started to research to see where this was coming from and about the person who created The Secret. And I realized that she have gotten that idea for The Secret from a book that is titled The Science of Getting Rich, which is a very old book. Then I came across Bob Proctor because of The Secret. So I researched about Bob Proctor. Then I found out about Napoleon Hill, who's the guy who wrote Think and Grow Rich. I mean, these are old books, man. Very old books. They were published in the 1930s. And I think Think and Grow Rich was published in the early, I think it was the early 900s. I don't remember. But they're very old books. So all of these teachings, they're talking about exactly what I needed to hear. Like, I want to make money, but they're not talking to me about how to create a landing page or how to build a funnel and how to create content or anything like that. They're not even talking about investment or anything like that. They're talking about mindset and personal development, how to set goals, a growth mindset pretty much, and everything around that. So that was exactly what I needed to hear. So really, by me watching this documentary and investigating about where this was coming from, because I knew this was a documentary and a film for the masses, right? So it has a massive reach, but I know there was something behind that. And I needed to find the original content. Where was this content coming from? And the woman who created The Secret, she says it in the beginning, like, okay, my daughter handed me a book, or at least in the interviews, I don't remember where, but she says it, like, you know, my daughter handed me this book called The Science of Getting Rich in a very dark period of my life, and that's where the idea of The Secret, the movie, came about. And that was it. I was just like, I need to get my hands on this book, The Science of Getting Rich. Even though it has the word rich in it, it's really a personal development book. Yes, it's talking about money, but really it's more about growth as a person in order to achieve your goals and dreams. So I went down that path of personal growth, personal development. I got rid of my habits of smoking cigarettes. Okay, first I stopped smoking weed. I made a commitment and I stopped smoking weed immediately. Okay, and it's been 10 years now since I stopped smoking weed, by the way. As soon as I stopped smoking weed, I felt this sense of confidence and I felt so much better about myself. I started to make music for licensing, which is something that I do today, all right? And I started to compose music. I got my music online immediately. I managed to just get clean, so I was not a stoner anymore. And I felt so good about myself. I managed to get my music online. I started to get my life together back. Later on that year, a few months later, I quit smoking cigarettes, which was a massive change in my life. And I was already in personal development deeply, like reading all of these books, okay? I understood about goal setting. I was consuming everything that I could find my hands on YouTube and on social media, anything about personal growth, anything that has to do with Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Napoleon Hill, anything, Tony Robbins, I mean, you name it. It was just, you know, Brian Tracy, okay? The book that changed my life from Brian Tracy is Maximum Achievement by Brian Tracy. That book changed my life. And it's the reason why I got in touch with my late father. Okay, I haven't seen my father for many years because, the divorce when I was a kid and all the traveling. I've lived in different countries and I was, we separated for years. And there's a chapter in that book, Maximum Achievement, that we're talking about, forgiving your parents. And if you haven't done that, you're still a kid. I mean, it just touched my soul at such a deep level. And here I am reading a book that is called Maximum Achievement, which is Rules for Success. And it's talking about forgiving my father, forgiving my mother, in order for me to grow, because these kind of things can hold me back. I mean, this is why I talk so much about personal development, because entrepreneurship has changed my life, man. So I quit smoking weed. I quit smoking cigarettes. I'm making music. I'm uploading my music online. I'm making money online. And then I went down that path of personal growth. I opened a YouTube channel. I started documenting this journey. I built, a small audience. And then next thing you know, I'm building an educational business teaching about music, about what I know, about what I'm doing, which is a business that I still run to this day. So fast forward to today, I'm heavily invested in personal development. Even my content on YouTube, where I'm talking about music and I'm teaching composers and musicians about music licensing and music composition, which is what I do. All my content is pretty mindset. It's not so much about how to the music, but why and who is going to do the music, right? Because it has to do with the mindset. It has to do with the habits, the personal development, the limited beliefs that people might have. So this is something that it just comes out naturally because of that, for that same reason. So today I do music for composition, right? I do music composition, like I was saying, and that's part of my job. I also have a YouTube channel where I teach about the music composition and what I do as a composer. And from there, I developed this love for entrepreneurship and personal development and mindset, and it's the birth of this podcast, because I have to put it somewhere. You know, as I was doing this thing with the music and teaching about music, there was only so much that I can push about personal growth and personal development, because a lot of musicians, you know, some of them, they're just, you know, very jaded, like I was. And they just want to know how to make the money with the music. Like, how can I license my music online? And I get it, you know, but I wanted to touch always on the mindset about goal settings, about, you know, personal growth, personal development, cultivating positive habits. But there's only so much that I can talk about in that space of music licensing. So I wanted as well to find a place to talk about entrepreneurship and what I'm talking to you about right now, right here, and how that made me who I am today, and how that helped me build a business online. Okay, because I became a business owner by creating online courses, coaching programs, online programs, and teaching what I know, pretty much, just sharing what I know online. I built a personal brand around that. It's what I like to call my online resume. And if, so if you Google my name now, you will see all of my music, my online courses. You will see my podcast. I mean, this podcast used to be called the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, and I just recently have rebranded to just have my name. But I try to establish myself in the entrepreneurial space or the business space as a creative entrepreneur and tell my story. Like, hey, if you know something, whether that's about music or whatever industry you're in, whatever you have under your belt, right? Like whatever your knowledge is, and you want to share that with the world and build a business online, then this is what I've done. And this is something that you can do too. And how do you do this? Well, you do this by doing this first. Let's go to the drawing board. Let's work on your goals. Let's work on your mindset, limiting beliefs, you know, that negative self-talk that we all have. Let's work on your habits. Let's cultivate some new positive habits. And let's get, you know, let's get our shit together and sort of speak, and then move on in the right direction. Because first you need to gain some confidence. Now, you might not have a drug problem. You might not have a drinking problem. Maybe you don't have any problems like that at all, but you certainly might have certain, you know, limited beliefs. You might have some toxic, you know, husband or wife, or you're in a toxic environment. Maybe your problem is something different. You know, you like to consume the news and the media, and you just can't snap out of that negative consumption of content. Maybe you have a negative self-talk, you know, dialogue about yourself all the time, low self-esteem. And maybe you don't, you know, there's certain things that we need to work on in order to move forward. And I believe that this is a constant thing. This is not just you do it once and that's that. I mean, for me today, I wake up at 5 in the morning. I go for a walk for 1 hour. I have daily practice program for myself in terms of mindset and personal development and personal growth in order for me to show up here in the best way that I can. I mean, the Daniel that you're hearing today, that you're listening to, is not the same Daniel of back then. I mean, that's an old version of me. But that doesn't mean that I don't work on myself. I work on myself every single day by doing things. And I use content, by the way, in order to keep me accountable, not only to share my knowledge with others and build a brand around me and, yeah, okay, sell my courses and my coaching programs and all of this. And yes, I'm marketing myself, but I use content for a much deeper reason. Because I use it to keep myself accountable. Some people say that it's some type of confessions when I do my content creation, but I have a story to tell the same way that you have a story to tell. And I'm not done. I feel that I'm still getting started. This is a journey that I have embarked on, And I've been working for myself for years now. And I want to help others, you know? I want to help others. I mean, you know, we all have addictions. We all have problems. We all have certain things that we want to fix. And personal growth is a wonderful journey. And using entrepreneurship as a vehicle for personal growth is by far the best thing you can do, because it's what has helped me. And like one of my mentors says, entrepreneurship is the best personal growth program in the world, because it's going to force you to come face to face with your own insecurities on a regular basis. You know, your own limiting beliefs. Everything, you know. If you have never sold anything online and you have never created something and put it out there and sell something, it takes a lot of gut, man. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's impossible, but you need to get over a lot of insecurities about yourself and why will somebody buy from you and who are you to be sharing your knowledge with others, you know, imposter syndrome, you know, all of these things, we need to really get rid of that. And I've been there, you know, I mean, the things that I'm talking about right now is just stuff that I do on a regular basis because I've been there. Okay. So today I feel confident about myself, about my ability to help others. I'm doing this in two different businesses, first in the music licensing industry and now here in the business world. And talking about how to build a business from scratch, especially if you have no experience. But I want to go deeper than just marketing, sales funnel, landing pages, you know, research the marketplace, how to create content. I mean, I do talk about this. I do talk about email marketing. I do educate others about all of the stuff that goes about or around setting up a business online and what exactly you need to do. But I'm very interested in the why and how and who is going to set this up, because there's people out there right now that they're less qualified than you, with lower IQs than you, and they're making a great living by building an online business and by running an online business. And once I made that discovery, I changed my mindset and something clicked. And I said, like, I am qualified to do this. I don't need permission. Nobody's giving me permission to put myself out there as an expert in what I know. For me, it happens to be that it's music and now business, because I know about business. Okay? I learned from scratch, like without having any experience whatsoever. I immersed myself in the world of business. I don't want to say here that I was just listening and reading about personal growth books and I did not learn about funnels and email marketing and all of that. Of course I did, you know. But in order to go down a new path in life and learn about different things when it comes to online entrepreneurship, you have to be in the right mindset, okay? Because it's going to take work. And you're going to need to have the hunger for it. It's obvious that you're going to have to be in the space of wanting to learn more, okay? Like listening to podcasts like this ones, be more pragmatical about, okay, what is a funnel? What is an email sequence? How can I create content and have a call to action? How can I build an audience? How do I record a video? How do I communicate my ideas? How can I share what I know? How do I create an Instagram post talking about this? Okay. Not about my favorite pizza or this is what I'm having for breakfast, right? We're trying to build a brand and build awareness of what we're doing here. And how can you build that over time? Create a website, you know, create a newsletter about your industry and all of these things. I mean, there is a place for that, but you need to be hungry for that. If you don't know about these things and you just go dive deep into it, it can be very intimidating and it can be, you know, it will make you feel overwhelmed for sure. But when I started to learn about this, I got really excited about all of it. And, you know, I read all the books, okay? The 4-Hour Workweek, Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson, all of the books that which are about business. I invested in courses, coaching programs on a coach and all of this in order to learn about all of this business world and be more pragmatical of it. But, you know, the side of it, like the more pragmatical part of it, like, okay, this is how you create a landing page, or this is how somebody's going to input their emails, and this is how you're going to sell your course. This is what's going to happen when somebody pays you and all of that. But if I haven't invested in the personal development part of it, there was no way I was going to get to building the business or to where I'm at today. So it's something that I'm very passionate about, and And I want to talk more about this as well, about personal growth, personal development, and how to use entrepreneurship in order to be the vehicle for becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for all the love and support, my friend. Thank you so much for all the love on the podcast. And I'll see you in another episode.